We got wedding planning, marriages falling apart, and bad bitches doing it on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood for AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't even want to start the show because the show ain't got nothing on its own.
This song smells like Hennessy without me even. I can smell the Hennessy.
The Hennessy is strong, smelling memories. What's up, all y'all out there? AfterBuzz TV, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. We gonna talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and we finally got our former co-host back in the studio, guys.
Seriously,
we don't even know what to do. Like, it's been so long.
It's been like 3 months.
And he, like, ran away from home, and we didn't know where he went. And then he came back.
And people think that I ran him off.
You ran him off. No.
People think that Stefan does not like me, and I don't like Stefan.
Oh, but they love each other, y'all. They're like brother and sister.
Yes.
So, you know, Char's in the building. Stefan's in the building.
Yes.
What up?
Obviously, I am not DJ Jesse J. It's me, Courtney, here on the microphone. Jesse got stuck in Baltimore, y'all, so he ain't here today. And we don't want to hear your comments about why Jesse ain't hosting. Where he at? We don't want to hear that.
Like, we literally.
He'll be back next week, y'all. I promise.
We gonna hold it down.
And I'll be gone.
Oh, Char be out. And it's not because Stefan scared Char away. It is just because she got work to do.
Yes.
All right.
Somebody out there is delighting in the fact I won't be here next
week. For real.
And that's
really,
fine.
People really saying that.
They do. But I think, yo, Steve is jamming in the booth to the song because he's still popping on it right now.
I love it.
I'm not mad at you, brother.
While you jamming in the booth, make sure you pull up that chat because we need to see
the chat.
It.
We got to see what y'all was talking about and what you thought about this episode because it was a whole lot of junk going on in this episode. I got 3 pages of notes for this.
Good Lord.
I don't know. Okay, so we're going to start at the top. We had Ray J and Princess. Ray J finally decided, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to not keep worrying about my damn scooty bike when my future wife is trying to plan our wedding and I'm trying to show her that I care. So he makes a 5-page list of all the people he wants to invite to the wedding.
I feel like he just got everybody that's in the phone.
Yeah,
and just printed it out.
He just had somebody print
My
that
thing
out,
is,
yeah.
when he, I don't know about you all, but as soon as he mentioned that, you know, that we saw that he had 5 pages worth of names, yeah. all I thought was, damn, that's a lot of mouths to feed.
Because,
you know, typically, you know,
you cut, you'd be like, ooh, no, we don't need that
one.
We don't need that one.
He's
we don't
inviting
need that
people
one.
From websites, probably people from the Moesha set.
You know what I'm saying? he said crew and production. And, like, when the last time you was really doing a production, brother? Like, 20 years ago?
I was terrible about it. I forgot what he had on there. But it was, like, only a first name. And then it said, like, barber or something like that. You know how you put somebody in your phone? You're like, oh, this is so-and-so from Whole Foods.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
This was my Uber driver that I really liked. You can come to the wedding.
You gonna go?
Let me tell you all something. If you want to continue walking a righteous path, never take an Uber driver's number down.
Oh, because Char's been there. Perhaps.
There's a story.
Actually, a story behind that.
It's not me. It's a friend of mine.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Well, I never had no Uber driver phone number that I won't. But that's okay because Princess was real upset because apparently her list only had 2 people on it and she wasn't sure either one of them was gonna come. So she was feeling real emotional and sad, and I kind of felt bad for her. Y'all feel bad?
Yeah, it was. You know, I wrote down poor little orphan girl. They
poor
were trying to,
orphan.
You know, they had the violins out. They were really playing our heartstrings. Princess is so sad. Nobody loves her.
Char's face is flat as.
I empathize with her. My only thing is that what I found interesting is that typically, and I know that this happens with the bride's family, but typically it's the groom's family that cuts up like that. Like, the bride's family is all in it to win it.
Yeah.
And the groom's family is, like, the one that's a little bit more resistant.
That is the
so
truth.
I found that quite interesting because, I mean, I don't really watch the show like that except for when I'm doing, you know, this season.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, her only issue was with her father. I didn't know she had issues with her mom, too.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, she was on the pole for a while, so, you know, that was probably a strained relationship for a variety of reasons. And she can't be that old, but she was saying she ain't talked to her dad for, like, 10 years. So, like, girl, when you was, like, what, 14, you stopped talking? That's insane. But, so, we'll just finish up dealing with the rest of the episode.
She always seems so melancholy, though, right? Like, her, either her mouth doesn't doesn't all,
maybe she's just
open
not
wide enough to express. I don't know.
She talks like real soft and like she don't really open to talk.
But she don't move
stuff.
A lot she of stuff on her face.
That could be Botox. Maybe she's older than we think she is, and so she wants to keep looking youthful for the show. I'm just saying. So I mean, it's Hollywood.
Princess is really 45.
She could be. Death Becomes Her, starring Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep. One of my favorite movies with
movie.
The serum.
And then when they shoot her at the end, and she walk around with the hole. That was crazy.
No, and the funeral at the end when they fall down the steps.
And they all
have you
broken
seen
apart.
That movie?
No.
I'm sure you haven't.
No.
You it's need so to look funny. Up Death Becomes Her. It's an old movie Goldie and it stars Hawn. John Travolta, Goldie Hawn, and Meryl Streep.
It was from like the late 90s. It was like late 90s. It was funny. It's funny.
Okay.
It's all good. Right. Have you ever seen it? Yeah. It's
we
good.
Know about it. We know about
love
it.
Love it.
Okay. So we're going to finish up with the wedding situation. So she also got to go try on her dress this week or some dresses.
Which is cute. Before you get to the wedding dresses, I wrote down, Ray J started finding out about Princess's dad, like, they're about to be married. I'm like, what?
You ain't know she had daddy issues?
They've been dating for how long? Ooh. A couple years, right?
She need to be getting a tambourine out, honey, and saying okay. Hard, okay?
No. Y'all stupid.
Because she's obviously been struggling. But I guess he didn't know the extent of it. I mean, he knew
or
it was estranged.
Or he didn't care
but...
to
right.
know.
Well, how have you gotten this far and you haven't asked those questions about her father?
I mean, maybe he has and he just, you know...
I feel like those are common questions when you're in relationships with people. You're going to ask about their family,
absolutely.
Brothers, sisters, mom, dad.
First couple months, you talking about
really?
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
I ain't saying, you know, like all the family, but mom and pops.
Right.
You
we don't
about...
need to know about your great aunt Myrtle, but mom and dad, we, you know.
Unless you were molested somehow by somebody way down deep. We do need to know that because.
Well, sometimes that doesn't come up, which is really interesting. People don't
sometimes it takes time
up.
To unpack things like
unpack
that.
Unpack them all. That's true, though.
It does.
Lots of people end up in therapy after they were married and they never expressed that they were molested before
in
they
particular,
got married.
I would be
men.
So pissed.
Yeah, I mean, it's very upsetting, obviously, but yeah. I mean, it's true. People.
I'd be like,
know,
why are you telling me
it's rough.
You ain't saying this whole time?
We not saying that that's what happened to you, princess. We just, you know,
I was about to say, I'm going to clean it. You see, I'm over here radio
we
silent.
We was just talking about other stuff. But, okay, radio silent was that dress. Okay, she had a dress on. He walked in like it wasn't nothing. And she's like,
I panicked with that too.
I did. I was like, why are you coming? Why would you ever come to the bridal salon at all?
And it
like,
wasn't
was
like
no
an
anything.
Ease your way down the road.
No.
He like busted through like, woo, woo. Like,
no.
I'm here.
I'm so out of, I guess I'm so... male that I didn't really understand.
It's
when he walked in,
luck.
I thought it was super cute. Bah. And then y'all start saying, oh, wait, he's not
no.
supposed to be there. I'm like, oh, yeah, you can't see
no.
the dress.
That is hallowed ground.
Yes.
Oh my. You don't step
you
foot
don't
in no
step
bridal
foot
shop.
In the bridal shop.
I thought he was doing the right thing.
Fitting rooms, no. none of that. And as you mm-hmm. saw when she was sitting there, she was talking about, I brought my best friends because I don't have anybody here and I don't have any family.
And I
here.
Would call Sonya and Brandy, but...
but they don't like me either.
Right, basically.
So Ray J came in, brought her grandma.
Yes.
Who's sickly and doesn't fly.
That was yeah. Now that was sweet.
That was
so that was the reason why she hadn't seen her grandma for a while?
Yeah, she said she's sick often and like she doesn't fly alone. Yeah.
And she was panicking because no one was going to be able to come to the wedding, but now Grammy's in town.
Grammy's
in town.
And apparently Grammy is Daddy's mom. Mm-hmm. And apparently Daddy has communicated that uh-huh. he will definitely be at the wedding. Why you haven't communicated that with your daughter?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
See,
but
I was on
third
the fence
party.
About this
why?
Because my thing is... I don't even know if this is room for me to speak because my dad is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about, if I were to imagine that I have not spoken to my father in a decade, mm-hmm. I certainly don't want you walking me down the aisle.
I thought the same thing when
that's
she was so emotional
thing.
About
yeah.
it. I was like, he's not in your life. Like,
he doesn't
why
know
do,
you.
We
yeah.
can have Willie Ray Norwood Sr. walk me down the aisle because I'm sure she has a better relationship with Ray J's
she
dad than her
She probably has a
own.
Male friend that's a better friend to her than her dad. Like,
full name, though?
Willie Ray Norwood
that's
Sr.
Hey,
that's
why
you changed the junior.
I love
exactly.
it. I love it. Oh my god!
I just don't see. Yeah, I didn't get that part. But like I said, I don't know if that's my space to
it
speak.
It could be
because that's not
yeah,
my. Because
I mean, it could still be a fantasy. Like if you don't have your dad in your life and you still fantasize.
Like some Yanla shit.
Yeah. She still like wants him to show up
yes.
one more time. Like just show up this time because you've never showed up before. So.
You missed the part. Are you going to talk about Future? I mean, mm-hmm. not Future, but Fizz and Willie in the studio.
Yeah, girl. We just stand
right
with
there,
the
girl.
Subject.
Oh my!
I wasn't going and completely. I'm gonna let my good sis finish. We can be done with the wedding because
We cannot move on from the wedding.
I'm bored.
First off, Ray J is my favorite character. Y'all already know that. Y'all know that out there too. And I can't move forward without acknowledging how much effort and work and love and support Ray J put in
this episode.
Please give him his props.
I will not give him his props because that is like the most basic thing you could do. Your woman has no family, no mom, no dad. You know she loves her grandma. Congratulations, you thought. But, like, I mean, it wasn't brilliant that you figured out that you should maybe bring her grandma.
He's covering her with his huge family. He has a big family. They're very tight-knit.
Yeah, but they're
going to be bringing her into it.
They don't like her.
They don't like her.
They don't like her.
Well, they will love her.
Because if they did, they would have been in that bridal suite.
At least he said, well, you're going to get plenty of love from
and
us.
Maybe they were and didn't show up.
He hugged and loved her in a time of need. And y'all don't need to overlook
and
that.
And that's his responsibility.
You're about to marry her,
I
so
think
of
Ray
course.
J went over and above. Shout out to Ray
over
J.
Over and above?
Yes.
Over
going to get Grammy. What? Going to get Grammy to fly her in for the dress shop.
Okay, first off, you don't
that was
know.
Awesome.
You do not know that he went to get Grammy.
He had to send for her somehow.
He sent for grandma, which is still great. But you acting like this is some miraculous movement of the Lord that made him step up. That's about to be your wife. She falling apart. You're damn straight. You better step up and do something so the girl ain't falling out in the flow. Damn.
But when a man does step up, y'all need to acknowledge that he has stepped up.
I'm tired of that.
Stefan.
We're done.
Yes.
Stefan.
Acknowledge my friend.
So that's why I tried to end the wedding episode
so
like 2 minutes ago.
So many men have mommy issues while we're talking about her and her daddy issues.
And at the end of that, Princess said, that's why he's the one.
Girl, bye. All of y'all. Bye.
It's so sweet.
Bye. Girl, he gonna last. You know what? I'm not gonna
another
on y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all married now and it's beautiful. Congratulations.
I was married now. I said I was married now. Remember the color purple?
And she was like, Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy, I was married now. I said I was married now.
Okay, we're gonna move on. So we're gonna go back in the studio with little Fizzard.
And hopefully we don't stay there long. Sipping on some Fizzard.
AKA Nadavius.
So Fizz was in there auto-tuning it up.
Y'all, he was rapping.
Oh, he was singing rapping.
He said he was doing some lines.
Shrapping.
You know,
what
about
is that?
He needed a Mona Lisa and all kind of other stuff. And Willie was in there looking stressed out like he'd been looking for the last, like, 4 episodes.
Willie was supposed to be in. Now, watch. He's going to come in while I'm gone.
Oh, and yes. Willie's supposed to be in studio at some point.
I had some things to tell him.
We all got some things to tell him because I didn't feel bad for him at
Maybe
all.
Maybe I'll Skype in.
When you get there, I got a lot to say on Willie.
All right. So he's in the studio. And the most disgusting thing that came out of that particular scene, at least in my opinion, was how Fizz stood in his little, like, confessional and was like, I mean, all these horrible things are happening. And, you know, Willie's a really good dude. No, he's not a good dude. He's been boning some chick for the last 10 years and lying to his wife about
and
it.
And then on
F you,
top
he's
of
not
that,
a good dude.
I don't condone Willie's actions. But he can still be a good dude. He just made some poor decisions.
Bye, you are not
a
good
dude. The problem with so many men is they expect a women, in particular good women, to stick by their side as
they
mature.
And
exactly. Like they expect to be given extra room to mature. And it's just like, don't even, like Phaedra told Apollo, go away from me with this.
Don't even bring that here. Okay, don't bring it here because we ain't got time.
You want extra time. Some guy tweeted the other day and I was like pissy weak because he was like, yeah, I may be a cheater, but I'm your cheater. Gross. Like something like that. Like,
you
I'm still yours.
Dirty
I
dog
was pissy
cabin.
Weak at that because this is how a lot of these
they
men
do,
really
and
think.
And in his defense, Shonda was very clear even when she came in here in studio and she talked about how they got together really young. So she definitely gave them passes a while. But she was like, now we are grown for real. Like, this shit is old. Stop. Like, why are you still doing this?
I know people
stuff?
Like that. And even at 19, when I had peers getting married, I was just sitting back. Not
funny.
Hating, but it's telltale.
That doesn't sound like
telltale.
A good plan.
And by the age of 22, you have 4 kids with your husband, and you all are on that military base and stuff.
God, it's like 19.
Because
you're
I
on the
know.
Military base.
No, because I know more than enough people, and then it's like, you know, the receipts start
they
coming in on
going.
on the Facebook. But what I thought was strange is I initially tweeted, why is Willie taking relationship advice from Fizz? But more specifically, marriage advice
from Fizz. And I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about the advice that he gave him.
You need to take her to dinner, man, and like light some candles and have some.
You would think we were sophomores in high school.
Yo, he definitely gave her
dinner. You have been effing another woman in another city for 10 years,
and another woman that's trolling your wife,
that's trolling me, and trying to fight me.
Yeah,
right. Trying to fight.
She yanked my unit off.
She pulled my wig off on national television, and you think that buying me dinner and lighting some candles
in a backyard?
I didn't see no food. Did y'all see some food?
I didn't see no food. And okay. Conversation.
Did you cook it? Because I didn't see anything. It was a mess. I am so sad that you really took that advice and really tried to do that. But
like, what are we, 10th grade?
I don't know why we give middle school Fizz any storyline still. Because he really, if you think about it, he doesn't really have one. He's not really connected to anybody.
We're not talking about the kid anymore. We don't bring the kid up. The pretty model from last season.
Monise has moved on into her whole own storyline.
Remember, she got into it with Nikki.
Yeah, forgot
about her. That girl was beautiful.
Yeah. But, I mean, he doesn't need a storyline. Well, I don't know.
He's
anyway.
like with the Housewives, Fizz is like a friend of the Love & Hip Hop random.
Yeah.
So an affiliate.
Even though he's
like
still
an affiliate.
Opening credits.
Yeah.
Housewives, that's true. They don't hold peaches for Marlo never held
that's
a peach.
That's true. That is
he
true.
He gave the most immature get out of the doghouse plan I've ever heard.
So just because we're in it, you know.
Literally.
Stefan, why don't you share what would be the better get out of the doghouse plan?
give us some
alternatives. I would imagine perhaps you've been in the doghouse once or twice in life. So like, what would have been a good plan for, you know, Willie to undertake?
You know, to be honest, I don't know that there is there can ever be a plan. That's the first thing. You shouldn't have anything planned.
Mm.
Because you got to come from the heart. It's really got to be something sincere, and you must know your woman.
Mm.
So every woman's going to be different.
Okay.
But I would just say I don't know, because Willie's married and I've not yet been married.
Well, thank you, Dr.
That was
Stefan,
solid
for
advice,
that solid
though.
Advice.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Was pretty
that.
Sound
you.
Because
pretty
you
sound
do
advice.
Have to know your woman.
That is the truth.
Just like ladies, you got to know your man.
That's the truth. And apparently Willie do not know his woman, because she walked into the house and closed the door behind her and said, "Sorry, boo, I've given you too many times. This marriage can't be fixed with us together." Which is, I actually think, a really interesting statement.
What I loved in particular about this scene is that she did not cave. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yes.
Shonda is not that basic.
Yes, Shonda.
Because for her, like a lot of the things she was saying, like, why do we have to wait until discourse for me to be treated like this?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you are a fool to think that you could cheat on me for years and years
for
and years.
Years.
And then you invite me to some makeshift backyard picnic and
I didn't even see no food.
Jump back into your arms. What is this? 10th grade?
And you obviously didn't prepare me, because she had on heels and everything. Like, she thought she was going,
going
somewhere for
do
real.
Something
she didn't
extra
know
nice.
She was going to be in the backyard.
Yo, you can't do the same old crap that you were doing
you
10, 15 years
right,
ago.
Right, that might have worked with her 10 years ago.
You
but
can,
now
man,
it's
child.
Like... She's like and what killed me about Willie, and this happens, this is across the board. A lot of these guys commit these
atrocities
to the relationship and then expect you to hit reset.
Mm-hmm. Like, you just gonna forget.
Me take you to this makeshift backyard picnic with no food and just rose petals and candles.
Rose petals
and
candles. And
champagne.
And it was probably silk petals,
and
too.
You
didn't even buy real roses.
The
garbage.
Reset button and everything to just go back to what it was, because you're just all of a sudden now so apologetic.
And you know that woman pulled my wig off in front of everybody on national TV.
Of course, I always want to stand up for the guy. It's very difficult for Willie, because when she says stuff like, "I've forgiven you too many times," you know, they've put in a lot of years of over and over and over again forgiveness. So this woman coming out of the woodwork is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is, I love, love, love Shonda. Shout out to Shonda, who is a friend of the family here.
Yeah, she came through for
just standing your ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a decent attempt by Willie, but she didn't cave, like you said.
Decent.
And she brought up something that I thought was exactly the point that Willie should know. She said, "For you, family wasn't a priority."
Yep.
And it wasn't, because
he's been
with this girl. I could see if it were one error, but it's something that stings a little bit. I don't know if you can speak to this, Courtney, but it's something that stings a little bit if it's like a Tiger Woods, Elon Woods type thing where it's the roster of women. But when you have slept with the same woman over a span of time,
you had a relationship with somebody else. You are And this woman called you when we done moved across the damn country and you got on a plane and went back and F that bitch in Chicago and talking about, ooh, I fell for the bait and I just went.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They didn't have no money last episode.
That's
last
right.
Season.
They was broke last season.
And he was mad. She was trying to strip.
And you spending our good school
you spending our money? Good money?
Are you
spending good money? To go buy a plane.
You spending those day 26 residual checks?
I'm done.
To fly your black ass to Chicago to cheat on
me? To have sex with this woman.
But you can't spend those day 26 residual checks to apologize.
A mess. You ain't even buy me no food. And you talking about, you going to come back to me?
If you flew across the nation to go get that booty.
That's a good $350 ticket.
You need to fly. You got there should be a babysitter for the kids for like 5 days.
That is a mess.
You should be flying, Shonda. Y'all should be somewhere.
To Tahiti, to somewhere.
Something she'll never forget. Someplace that'll blow her mind. He just ain't doing it right, Willie.
That has to be some good snatch for you to fly across. Because there's plenty of girls running around here in Hollywood.
Running around LA. And you flew all the way back to Chicago. But that speaks to the fact that it was a relationship.
Oh, really? Because it was something what? Familiar.
Something familiar you needed to go back to.
Familiar.
Well, while you were all busy with that familiarity, you got kicked out of your house, Willie, and the end of the episode had you with your backpack getting in your friend's car. You ain't got no car, brother? Like, you don't have a car? Your friend had to pick you up from the house to take you somewhere?
I loved this entire scene because the slow-mo shots gave me day 26, like, nostalgia. Since you've been gonna stay. Like, it gave me, like, I was waiting for Big Mike and Rob and the rest of the guys to come out. Because it was, you know, the slow-mo, he was really crying.
Yeah, You know what I hate, though? So he's moving out, and we don't get to see it, but here are two kids. They have two kids, right?
Yes, they have two.
Here are two gorgeous kids,
adorable
by the way.
Kids, a boy and a girl.
On Instagram.
Two kids that have to watch their father pack up and leave the house. Mm-hmm. And that's scarring for kids. Ooh. That brands their brains, you know what I'm saying,
That's why Shonda said future. You should be setting example on how women should be treated and what else? What's the other side of the coin?
How a man should be and how the woman should be expecting to be treated because he has a son and a daughter. So he's losing on both accounts.
And Willie, please stop lying to yourself talking about, I've never been here before. He was saying that on the way out. You have been here at least 10 times.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying?
And at that point, honestly, if we're really... I get the business. I get the business aspect of it. But honestly, if we're going to keep going on this merry-go-round, this hamster wheel of bullshit, why are we even still married?
Right.
And I get the business side of things. I really do.
Yeah.
Because who just died and they don't get anything? I was just reading an article.
And they don't get anything.
Somebody, like, had a longtime girlfriend. And it might be Terrence Crutcher from the Tulsa murders. You know how
she
like,
was with him for a long time.
Kind of like Eric Garner. Okay, yeah. That whole situation. So I get the marriage aspect of things, or at least the living will.
Yeah.
Not to get all morbid, but I'm just saying, if we're going to be on a hamster wheel of bullshit, what is the point of us even? Why are you tormenting me?
Why? Well, that's why she stayed gone. And he had to go to...
You're clearly incapable of making sound decisions.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently not. Well, sound decisions. Let's talk about the comedy of the episode. We had Miss Moniece show back up. And we ain't seen Moniece in a minute.
You good?
Woo!
You good over here?
Yes. This is my favorite scene of the night.
So bad bitches do a lot of things, apparently. So, like, the episode opened up. She had a little meetup with Masika. She was rehearsing her new song, Bad Bitches Do. And basically, they decide they plotting together to bring down Brandy, a.k.a. the Chihuahua.
Yeah, I want to say real quick, I like that they figured out a way to string Masika back into all the storyline.
Through it.
She's connected to like two or three different people now.
She's got a little something going on right now.
More than Fizz. Fizz.
Oh, we can't cut Fizz.
Yeah, we do. We need to.
Because Fizz is like running joke.
If Hazel E.
But
and Fizz, Omarion and April. And Milan and Miles can go. Certainly Fizz can as well.
Fizz, you gotta do something. Yeah. You gotta step it up, brother. You're gonna lose your job. But Moniece stepped it up because she gonna keep her job, y'all. And she decided she was gonna have a listening party.
For some mess.
So that she could expose Brandy for not being a bad bitch. And when Masika asked her, why would you do that, girl? at your own
why event. Would you ruin like, your why own would you event? Ruin your own right. event?
She was like, well, you know, shit, it's gonna be some other ones. I'm gonna have a few more.
She kept it real.
She was honest.
She said, sometimes you gotta make sacrifices.
Sometimes you gotta make sacrifices.
I love
it. At the expense of other bitches and their pride, I guess. Yes. So,
pretty much.
By all means.
So, she sent them a little invitation through the DM. She invited Princess and she invited Brandy, and they were all shocked, like, ooh, what's gonna go on?
And not replying, and one of them put LOL.
LOL and all that nonsense. But they put on their best outfits, y'all, and sunglasses and rolled up in there like a gang of hoes. And they had, apparently, as Monique said, she said there was a mutt, a trainer, and a handler. I don't really know who was who, but Princess and Brandy and some other chick that's Brandy's like best friend
who's modeling her clothes.
Modeling her clothes and apparently can sing, so she was trying to come for Monisa's singing
like
ability.
A real voice.
Like a real voice. So they come to the party, they sit down, okay, and then so Monisa just jump up on stage like, hey y'all, I'm so glad Princess is here. But
she did it right away though.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't hesitate.
She was like, I
she didn't even
welcome.
Give you a chance to get adjusted in your seat. No. People were probably still at the bar.
They didn't take their coats off. Nope. They still had their purses sitting on the table. And she said, Princess and Brandy are here. And she was very excited about it. And basically she said, Brandy, Becky found me.
Wow.
And she did not serve me no lemonade. She served me piping hot.
Hot.
Tea.
Tea. The hot finest tea. Lipton.
The finest Lipton.
The finest Pure Leaf.
And apparently it's a police report that Brandy damn near killed somebody, basically. And
which is, we know is either it's the truth totally or not possible. Far from the truth.
I told you know, I called Brandy last week the second coming of Jackie Christie. Because this is Jackie Christie.
Is off the hook.
Jackie Doug Christie behavior.
Yeah.
Except Doug is way better than Max.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so are we saying, okay, with this newfound information, so Max actually cheated on Brandy? Is that what
that's
being implied. That he was with Becky.
Okay.
I'm going to say Rebecca.
Yes, he was with Rebecca.
And okay, so Becky, we're saying, is a white girl.
No, we're just saying she a Becky.
I noticed that in the subtitles, you know how we watch with subtitles and audio? Every time Becky's name was said, it was a lowercase b. So I don't know if that's like a
thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a Becky, not necessarily Becky.
Right.
So, I mean, what if?
So she probably was of the Caucasian persuasion.
She might have been. She might not have been. But in the end, she was a groupie.
Typically.
Okay.
And
all right.
So she caught them in the action.
Maybe it was January from the Basketball Wives.
Ooh.
I ain't even.
Well, apparently Brandy caught them in the act and went ape shit. And
she climbed in through a window, apparently.
Yes, and she, which doesn't seem far-fetched at all.
Far.
I mean, she climbs on cars.
Yes.
She
hides in trunks.
And she's admitted that
hides under cars.
Yeah, and, but it got violent because she said in her little confessional, like, how's she going to bring that up? That was a very dangerous situation. Dangerous, honey, because you brought a knife? Like, what were you doing?
That's what
know.
I'm saying.
She might have had a weapon on her. Who knows?
Or Becky might have got a weapon to defend her her own life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
because now you're in my house. You're climbing.
Absolutely.
Because then she climbed through the window in Becky's house.
I mean,
Rebecca's
it
house.
Was definitely somebody else's home. It
right,
was not
right.
Her
it
home.
Was definitely her trespassing. Either
yes.
way you want to slice it,
she was
it.
Trespassing.
And for Brandy to say it was a dangerous situation, but she went to jail. So who was the dangerous person?
Brandy.
You're the dangerous one.
Because Masika said, I mean, Monique said, you know, Becky slid me that nice police report, and it's actual and factual.
That's the truth.
I choose you.
So, yeah, so Brandy gets upset, but Brandy's calm, and somehow Princess thinks she's the one that needs to charge the stage. This is the second time, third time, Princess done jumped up out her seat and ran after Monique, and Monique just sat there like, but what are you doing?
This was my favorite scene because of that.
Yeah.
Monique is a bona fide sociopath.
Shout out to you,
and she stood there. It's literal chaos erupting amongst the audience.
And she is literally standing there
and
like,
she could give two-fourths of a fuck. Like, she's just like,
unfazed.
Unbothered. In the, that is, she was the personification of unbothered. Matter of fact, I need that in a GIF. So when Twitter gets a little mess, it'll be a work as a metaphor.
All
of you all are doing whatever, and I'm Monique in this situation.
Yeah, that entire building could have been on fire. She would have not even.
She wouldn't have moved. She would have been there.
And that probably made them even more pissed.
Yeah.
They were shook.
Princess
her.
Is out of line. Listen, you're about to be somebody's wife. Or you're now a wife, but at that time, you're about to be somebody's wife.
But she has a violent past. Remember the whole princess and Ray J in New Orleans.
Well, but you now you're about to be a wife. Sit your ass down somewhere.
But think about it. She ain't really got no friends. And like that's her
no guidance, no family.
So she really trying, like she feel like she got protected a little bit she got. So well, she was real upset.
Well, now, you know? Now, you know? If Brandy went charging and then you go charging too, that's trying to be that's, homies. That's friends.
Well,
you charging, she still sitting down?
Well,
you look crazy.
Well, she just was trying to help her friend.
Oh, Lord.
Because she don't know anybody.
If I'm Ray J, I'm like, girl, get your ass in the car and let's
that's
go home.
That's why Sonya and Brandy and them don't like you.
Because they know she's a ticking time bomb and apparently is had to be held down by all their
princess.
Security.
Home training.
But they got it together and they left without any serious altercation.
Right.
Everybody moved on and Monice is still fine with how it
don't y'all feel
down.
Stupid going to somebody's listening party that you know you don't like?
You knew it was going to be mess and you know still saying? Went. And... Yeah. And the kicker is, you let it rattle you. Yes. If they would have sat there, Monice would have been pissed and pressed. If they just would have been like, or if they would have bursted out in laughter. You cannot let people shake your foundation.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got real shook.
And Monice got what she wanted.
She got exactly what she wanted.
Y'all
and they left. So, speaking of weak... We got one more little storyline to talk
sauce.
About this week, y'all.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
I really don't even want to talk about it because it's really this upsetting, but okay.
Big
so,
up.
We're going to talk about the
Bad Man Safari.
Stop, don't do that. Do not do that.
I
go
literally...
Go sit over there if you're going to do that. Oh, can't. My God. I cannot stand... Okay.
I literally wrote down "I hate you" when Safari came up on the screen.
Listen,
like I can't.
It's just the baby oil, the fur coat, and the accent.
I don't.
You can't be mad at the accent.
Well, yes, I can because it's forced patois. He don't talk like that.
No, he don't. Not regular.
If it were Rihanna, then I can't be mad at the accent because that is Rihanna's dialect. Safari goes from
he
one extreme to the next.
And he does it when he thinks he's trying to be like sexy and show like, oh, I gotta do that. Like, no, boo. No, you can't.
It's so contrived and unnecessary.
But he is Jamaican. He is Jamaican.
Congratulations. But they don't want to claim him. Did you see
the comments? Can't stand
they
him said, either.
Dude,
like, I'm Jamaican
they
and
say,
I won't claim
you African Americans can have that Negro.
I can't with Safari. No, he's so thirsty.
He is so
us over here
thirsty.
In Jamaica want no parts
he
of
lost
it.
A lot of points of me though. I tried to I couldn't I love Ray J. I tried to bring Safari into that sort of love, but his reaction to Rosa and Nikki,
I want it all.
He lost. You lost a lot of G points, man. You're a lowercase G now, boss.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sorry.
So sad.
By the way, so Soulja Boy was so high. You guys need to go back and rewatch
the drink tasting scene.
The drink tasting scene. Oh my, Soulja Boy was in space. Hi. He was so unbelievably high in that scene.
He didn't even make a comment.
No.
The entire time.
No.
He was just like, "What are we doing? We drinking this?"
Okay. I mean, the only intelligent comment out of that whole session was A1 being like, dog, I have no idea why you would ever take advice from Ray J.
Because A1 is trying to stay married.
A1
he ain't
trying to
stay
by
like,
the
I ain't
way,
gonna blow it.
Speaking of A1, Lyrica really, I like her, but she has no business on this messy ass show. That one little scene that they did with Nikki's hairstylist and Lyrica, she just doesn't fit in the mess of the show.
She's just trying to sell some records. That's all.
Yeah.
She's just trying to get
some
exposure.
She won't be back next season.
Yeah, I wrote down when Lyrica came in to talk to Nikki, random friends, and they always do that with Nikki.
Yeah.
But Nikki doesn't really have any friends.
No.
She's
she mentioned that when she was here.
Really
she don't really
roll
she...
with none of them.
Yeah.
So they just made it work. But so Nikki sat down with her hairstylist Phil and Lyrica talking about her triangle and how upset she was, and then the boys all talking about, oh, Miss Nikki, baby, we gonna get her and we gonna figure it out. So then we get a lovely scene at the end of the episode where Safari's dumbass thinks it's a cool thing to do to put a freaking microphone in his ear.
What is this, a Martin Lawrence movie?
I thought that was hilarious.
Big
that,
Mama's House, Bad
Ray
Boys,
J,
what is this?
Ray J, tip of the hat, because if somebody is that stupid, you
why
know,
not take advantage?
Take
you know?
Advantage.
They I were, see why Onika's not with you anymore.
Yes. Ray and Soulja Boy, they were enjoying this little, because Safari's acting like a little kid.
He is.
Who's being led around by
oh,
by
I would
his
have been
nose.
Right in that backseat with them. Key,
laughing
key
my ass off.
Yo, they
key
were clowning.
Cackling. going.
I love the walkie-talkies. Shout out to that whole scene. Thank you for doing it for me.
Nikki was like, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? She was like, oh, no, you can't talk to me like that.
That's not how you
Because he don't even sound like himself.
No, because he sounds ridiculous all the time.
That's not how you And Nikki even said when she was in the studio, Safari's not that dude. When with the I want it all comment.
Yeah, she was like, he's a nice, sweet guy. He's not that guy.
I want it all. He didn't even say it right. First up, you can't take advice from Ray J, not because all of Ray J's advice is bad. Ray J has a certain swag that Safari just can't pull off. And that's what it is. So Ray J's telling him, this is what I would say if I were in the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, but you put Safari in that same
just
situation.
Just like what you said earlier, you have to fellas, know. You have to know your lady.
Yep.
And ladies, you got to know your fella. Mm-hmm.
And fellas, you need to know yourself.
Come
know
on.
If you can't say that.
Come
you,
on.
You can't
know
pull that
thyself.
Off.
The last word.
Know thyself.
Know
you
yourself.
Can't pull that off.
All right. So Nikki brought in some random chick whose face we can't see because they blurred it out and they didn't show her name and we don't know who she is.
And her voice
was
I'm going to say, altered.
Sideways. Yeah. So we don't know what's going on.
I'm going to say, because in my heart of hearts, I'm like, is this possibly a trans woman.
Percent. Yeah.
That they try to put on?
That they try to put on. But, I mean, she don't obviously want to really be put on because they blurred her out and all of that.
And
but
that can happen a lot of the times in reality TV where people will be like, okay, that's what makes me think that the mystery woman in the safari thing is potentially real.
Because she
did not sign a release form.
Yeah. Mm. So she showed up to the dinner like, hey, you know me,
and he tried to pull that move. Oh, I hate. I'm sorry. I hate.
He likes booty
like
and titties, and
right,
she
like
ain't it.
This is my typical girl. Y'all know I wouldn't go for. But that's how
it works. I mean, it's like men be with beautiful women, and suddenly it's this big, ugly, fat chick that they done bought. And you like what?
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, who stepped out on Maria Shriver for Mildred the Maid. Because
and
he
made
knew,
a baby.
Right. He
and
knew that no one was going to believe
that he was with that until they saw that baby.
That's the way of that's just the way that this works. So he wanted to perpetuate this idea that, oh, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. The funniest part of that was the, a fan. This is a fan. Okay, she was like, a fan of what, bitch? Are you serious?
Like, I'm famous. I take pictures with everybody. Bitch, who? I wouldn't recognize you on the side of the street.
When she said, and I pay attention fan of what?
Because you're nothing.
I lost it, y'all. Like, I lost it. A fan of what?
Of his fur coat. Because he was probably wearing his fur coat
This upset me, though.
Talk about an ego bruiser.
I was definitely upset by Nikki for pulling this stunt.
Why?
Because I loved it because he thought Rosa was going to hit that corner. She was like,
he was waiting. He's like, oh, she done worked it out. I'm going to get both.
And when Rachel was like, abort.
I love the abort. I love the abort. I just want to always say abort in situations. It's great. No, but Nikki, I mean, for me, Nikki stooped down some levels, bringing this girl who I feel like is a fan or
so you don't
some
believe
random. No.
That Miami hookup happened.
I'm sure he hooked up with girls in Miami. It's Miami. But I don't think that he hooked up in particular with this fanatic. They did take a picture.
Well, the only reason this is a little sketch is because in the end, does it really matter, Nikki? Because the whole point of you, everything, was that y'all weren't in a relationship, so you could sleep
which
with
makes
and
me
do whatever
feel,
you
said
want.
That. Which
so
I can't understand,
and
Nikki.
That's from the past. Yes. The Miami incident is before you.
Way before
that,
you.
For that reason, I don't understand why it was relevant that she did
right.
it. But I was still entertained because he did think it was
thoroughly
going to be Rosa.
Entertained.
He thought it was going to be Rosa.
Yeah, Nikki got to get it together. That's weak. That's weak for you bringing this girl in.
Well, it was and weak for him to have the fucking ear. Piece.
It was weaker.
That was funny.
It
though.
Was
that,
weaker.
She don't know about that though.
I said, told myself I was going to stop using profanity, and you got me breaking my own code on the after show.
It was weak on Nikki's behalf. She doesn't know about the earpiece, so I can't include the earpiece. But Nikki came there because she was saying, I'm missing Safari. You know, she was trying to get back with him.
That's not initially.
She was trying to get back.
Until her hairdresser dropped
that bomb. She was saying, I missed him. But then when he said, oh, by the way, she been hooked. That whole thing
My homegirl. So now the meeting between Nikki and Safari became a set up, not an I miss you.
Yeah, man. Beanie Man. Lady Saab.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big
I
up.
Can't. Oh, okay.
Lady Saw and Beanie Man, best concert ever.
Wednesday night.
Summer Slam.
Now, y'all know damn well that girl wasn't no Sydney Star. Sydney Starr is stacked compared to that girl.
Yeah, that girl dress was too big, and it was all unfortunate.
She's very tiny.
I love Ray J. Say, I thought he was going to get the ooh-wee times two.
No. That means Ray J don't know his friend Safari, because he ain't getting ooh
and
nothing.
Clearly doesn't know Nicki.
And I'm seriously confused as to how he was ever with Nicki Minaj based on his behavior.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. I mean, Nicki is a little...
She is, but still, and it's funny.
Remember all the Roman stuff? I think
that's why she liked it. So how does Safari fit into that, though?
He was writing the lyrics.
But she was the lion and he was the lamb? Is that what was going on?
They both were behind closed doors like, I think I have a rat, bitch, for a drink. They're weird. They're strange.
I can see that. Yeah.
It fits. They probably had a lot of fun together.
I could see that.
And she was doing all the right now. She had on a couple wigs. Stupid.
Like that's her brand or whatever. I mean.
Oh. Well, all right, guys.
Nicki to Nicki. Quite silent.
No. I want it all. Three words. I want it all.
Well, you got nothing.
You can't pull it off unless you're Ray J.
You got goose egg. You can't unless pull it off
you're Ray
all.
J.
Like Ray J could pull that line off.
Okay, that line.
The line.
Yeah.
With somebody. I'll give you that. Right. With somebody. Just not with everybody. It don't work for everybody.
Ray J still got married after being caught in his side stash apartment with a stripper pole, strippers,
throwing
money on her. And he turned to his future wife and said, this is me.
That is because his future wife is damaged goods and she is not even aware of it. She just found out she had daddy issues last week when her wedding planner told her she did.
Men will prey on that, ladies. They will take advantage of you with that lady.
Go get your healing, princess. You would have been all right without Ray J.
I respect him for being honest. This is me.
This is me.
You're still here, so clearly you're cool with it.
This is me.
So the minute it happens, maybe Willie should have taken that advice.
Turned
to Sean and said, look, this is me.
This is me.
It's the end of the world. That was Forgive or Forget, Season 3, Episode 8. It's time for predictions, y'all.
I don't even know what to predict on this show. I tell you one thing. I don't know if I have a prediction. I just do not want to sit through an episode where Lyrica's mom is going to talk. First, I don't want to sit through another episode with her wearing fitted pants, tight pants. Like, please cut that out. Next thing, we about to talk about liposuction?
Yes, we are. Her? We are, we are. And she tells her daughter, Lyrica, and I want you to pay for it.
How dare you?
How dare you?
And matter of fact, Lyrica Senior is more appropriate and fitting for this show than Lyrica Junior. She might as well just take her spot.
Yeah, Lyrica. Well, she kind of wants to. That's probably why she's asserting herself so strong. But we're going to talk
disgusting.
About...
She's disgusting.
We're going to talk about... Well, I feel bad because both the parents, Lyrica Senior and I don't know...
And Pam.
Mama Pam.
I think her name is Pam. Pam is a... Now, Pam is a what piece of work?
Pam.
Pamela.
I'm disappointed in A1 and Lyrica for putting their mamas out there like that.
That's what I said. My mom, even if Mona knocked on my door and was like, Char, the check is big enough, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to do this shit. As far as we're concerned, I'm a motherless child.
I'm a dead. You are dead. I do not have
but
a mom.
Think about Pam and Lyrica, talking about Lyrica Senior. They would want to. They would override their kids.
They would try
to do this.
They would try.
It takes a very special woman, like Jim Jones' mom, and like Mama D, and things like that. But no, I don't. My mom wouldn't even agree to this.
No.
But as far as you're concerned, Mona Me Productions, I'm a mother. We're estranged.
Yes,
she's Kenya Moore's.
You
she's
could not get me she to sign the contract to get my mama to get on the show.
No.
Like you would, that would be a stipulation in the contract. If you put my mama on camera, we done. I am out of here.
But you also got to take this into consideration. Pam was living with Lyrica and A1.
She ain't got to be broke.
Pam got a little check now.
She probably got $1,500.
An episode, though.
No, not an episode.
That was the whole argument
that they were random side people that aren't like the main people on the show don't get no money for real. Like, they really are not getting money for this.
Oh, my God. Look at what Skye Patterson just
said.
I mean, Keen Lagerfeld.
Oh, is Lyrica Countess Von Stage? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What? Oh,
bring back Countess Von.
We We gonna run through the rest of the predictions.
Yeah, just let it rest.
I can't even mess with that. So Masika, we gonna deal with her baby daddy Fetty Wap. I wish he would wear an eye patch, Freddy.
No, I like him without the eye patch.
I can't look. I don't like it.
No, it's real. It's who he is.
Because the eyes are really gory.
It makes me.
But I couldn't sleep with him. If I just slept with Fetty Wap, the patch have to be on.
Or the lights off.
Right. I'm not playing those games.
Hit them lights.
Clap off. I'm not playing those games.
He's like, but I'm naked. Don't you know? We're going to cover that up. Oh my gosh. All right. And last but not least, apparently Princess and Brandy going to come for Monisha. They're going to find the sex tape.
I think the highlight of next week's episode, my prediction, will be when A1 pulls out that goddamn pink waist trainer
for yes.
Mama. I hollered watching the teaser, I can only imagine.
And then she going to beat up Pam with the
darn paper plates at Pam.
I'm done. Well, that's it, guys. That's more Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. We'll be back again next week with the same shit. Where can they find you in the middle of the week, Stefan?
Oh, you can always find me everywhere at I Am Stefan. If you're in the LA area and you want to come down to Skid Row and serve the homeless tomorrow, you can do so. We'll be doing it from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. downtown Los Angeles.
And tomorrow is Tuesday, October 4th.
Yes. I'm actually right.
You're not doing it this weekend?
No. Only on Tuesday.
I thought you used to do it on Saturdays.
I did the cupcake thing. Like, special stuff I'll do on Saturday.
Okay, well.
Like, I do have one coming up, and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. All right, and you all can find me everywhere in the meantime, between time, at Char Says So. I will not be here next week or the week after that. So I'll see you all around.
She's too important.
She's famous, y'all. She's traveling and teaching the kids.
She's too important.
She's fabulous. Okay, I'm everywhere at Stuart Starla. You guys, make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Genuinely, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.